Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12. It's interesting again to consider that we were just in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22 just a few weeks ago. So what was exhorted to us there might be reconsidered for whom and where it would apply, and that we would not think ourselves wiser than the Lord. Proverbs 18, verse 12 tonight. And it is very close to Proverbs 15, verse 33. Hear now the word of God. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. So that second part is the same exact phrase that we saw in Proverbs 15, verse 33 this morning. Before honor is humility. And I was saying it in opposite order to try to emphasize humility before honor, humility before honor. But the way it is given to us here is before honor is humility. And that's, I think, helpful, the way to try to phrase it tonight, because often we want honor, and the answer has to be before honor is humility. Tonight, there is a more negative contrast with the first part. The first part of this verse is different. It's an antithetical parallelism tonight. We'll review that in a moment, looking back at the difference between this and Proverbs 15, verse 33. But notice there's a warning tonight in this proverb. The same ending, before honor is humility. You have to be humble if you want honor. But the opposite is also true. If you're going to be proud, there will be a fall. There will be destruction. There will be horrible humiliation. That's the opposite of this truth tonight, restated. I want to encourage you to remember Haman from the book of Esther. Come to this often thinking of an illustration, but it's just so powerful to put before our eyes. Think about Haman. He built his own scaffold, as it turns out. He built his own means of his own death and execution. But when he built it, it was out of his pride to be exalted. And he built it because he was so wanting Mordecai to honor him. And he wanted to just exalt him, lift up his head, and be so seen as glorified and honored that Mordecai would not honor him. And in Haman lifting up his head so high, oh, it was so very high. How high was it? It was so high, it hung there as he died. And then his body was lowered in a humiliating way. He was executed by his own tool meant to execute someone else because of his high spirit, his high heart, his lofty eyes, his pride that would lift his head so high, got his head hung. And that's the opposite of the idea of humility has to come before honor. If you let pride come first, there will be no honor. There will be humiliation. There will be self-destruction. Let we who have ears to hear what the Spirit hath to say to us this evening. Beloved, the text tonight is essentially teaching you so that you do not suffer humiliation. Avoid self-exaltation. Let me say that again. I would summarize this verse in this way with the contrast, in contrast to the similar verse earlier in Proverbs 15:33. Tonight, I would summarize the text this way. So that you do not suffer humiliation, avoid self-exaltation. Again, it's an antithetical parallelism. I want to explain that by way of comparison with Proverbs 15. Turn back to 15 with me for a moment. Look at the last verse that we studied this morning, verse 33. Here we have synonymous parallelism. Again, a synonym is something that is the same. Saying the same way, a different way, but it's a parallel. Two phrases that go together to emphasize a point by way of comparison. So the last part is, before honor is humility. And so that's the same as the end of our verse tonight in chapter 18. Before honor is humility. But here we have synonymous parallelism. So you could say, or to put it another way, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. If you fear the Lord, if you have humility, again, those two things go together often in the Proverbs. If you fear the Lord, if you have humility, then you will have honor. You will have his instruction of wisdom. So there's a synonymous parallelism. It's the same idea said in two ways for the most part. Now turn back to me with me to chapter 18, and we see instead a contrast this evening. It's interesting. It's the same second part of the verse, before honor is humility. But in this case, there's a contrast. So again, we have antithetical parallelism. We have two phrases joined together to emphasize a point, but in this case, not by way of comparison, by way of contrast. Antithesis. Antithetical is anti, not the same in this case. So Proverbs 18, verse 12, before honor is humility. Or to emphasize wanting that, let's emphasize the contrast of what you don't want, the first part. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Humility has to come before you will receive honor. If you do not have humility, that is, if you have haughtiness instead, a high heart, then you will have destruction. Which one do you want? Tonight you're given a contrast. You're given a choice to make, one instead of the other. This morning you were given a comparison. Take it all. Tonight you're given a contrast. Choose one, not the other. Something comes before both. And they are the opposite. Thus, the results of those opposites that come first are also opposite. Humility comes before honor. Honor comes only after humility. In contrast, rather than the fear of the Lord that leads to instruction and wisdom from this morning, in contrast, if you think too highly of yourself and you act on this high pride, it will lead you to humiliating destruction. The Hebrew word here for haughty, means high. We could just understand it as pride. That's what pride is. Lifting up the chin, lifting up the nose. Lifting up your nose, but what we're being taught here is don't lift up your nose, don't lift up your head, don't stand on your toes, because that is the way you get a bloody nose in the end. Hopefully that's all you get. You see, the higher you climb, the harder you will hit the ground when you finally slip and fall. Because pride is a slippery slope, and the fall is faster and faster the higher up you go in pride. You hit harder, there is more blood. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction. That's essentially the same idea here. A haughty heart, or pride, that comes before destruction. So the same in Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction. So don't go that way. It only leads to destruction. Pride goes the broad way, the wide way. Jesus says it leads to destruction. The narrow way, the humble, humiliating way, that leads to life. The higher you climb, the harder you fall, the further you fall. Pride goeth before destruction, says the proverb, and an haughty spirit before a fall. You see, it's essentially the same thing of the contrast, the antithesis to humility has to come before you can have honor. The opposite is also true. Again, Proverbs 16:18 in total, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. So we have to say to ourselves again and again, we want the reward of honor. We want the life and the riches and the honor of humility and the fear of the Lord. So we say to ourselves again and again, humility before honor. Or before honor, humility. Oh, before honor, that's what we want. We want the good things, humility. But we've also got to remind ourselves, pride, a haughty spirit, comes before destruction. We've got to catch ourselves. We know when we're getting pride. We feel it. We act it. We know it's there. But we excuse ourselves when we feel proud, don't we? We make up excuses. We look for the scriptures out of context. If we even look at the scriptures, we usually excuse ourselves by other things. And that pride bubbles up, and the problem is it boils over, and it causes a mess. That pride heats up, and it causes a fire that is very difficult to put out. So we've got to catch it before we let it go too far and say, pride comes before a fall. A hearty spirit comes before a fall. Pride comes before destruction. Seek humility. Get the honor. Avoid the high and lofty spirit that will bring you destruction. It's interesting, the Lord gives us the second part of both of these verses in the Proverbs and then compares and contrasts between the two. Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low. And so often, don't you and I know this, but ignore this, and then regret we didn't listen to this? Because it's always true, isn't it? Why couldn't I just humble myself? Why did I have to let my heart get higher and higher in myself? Why did I have to let my pride swell? Now I've done it again. And instead of getting more honor with humility with a relation, I have caused destruction and a fall with it. It will bring you low, low in reputation and low in spirit. And that's in contrast to Proverbs 19, verse 23. Proverbs 19, verse 23 says, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall be satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. See, the opposite again is true. If you can have a fear of the Lord, if you can have a humble spirit instead of a haughty heart, not only will you be satisfied and enjoy life, you will not be visited with evil. You will not receive destruction. This is not to say the Lord will not bring many difficult things into our lives to discipline and train us and help grow things in us, but we can avoid being visited with a certain directly related evil and destruction in our relationships and in our lives that often come from a haughty spirit instead of a humble heart. Beloved, don't hit the self-destruct button. You might say this is the lesson from the contrast tonight. You want honor? Be humble. You don't want destruction? Then don't have a haughty heart. Don't have a high and lifted up spirit. Don't hit the self-destruct button of pride. It's always there beeping, and we are tempted to push it as if it's the answer. The reality is that's you're about to send out into the air a nuclear rocket, a missile. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Leave the room. Don't let your buttons be pushed. It will only lead in destruction. Instead, Pray that you can say for yourselves more and more from experience. And David couldn't say this all the time perfectly, but he could speak humbly after he was corrected in other psalms. But he says this here in Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty. But David was a man after God's own heart. Lord, my heart was not haughty. I kept it low, right? Lord, my heart was not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. As a child that is weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child. May you heed 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. God warns, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. King Saul, he would just not listen. He despised the Lord. He would not listen to the preachers. He would not listen to Samuel. He would not do what God says. And so he was lightly esteemed. He was esteemed very low. A very small man, though his physical stature was head and shoulders above everyone else. In the end, his spiritual stature was esteemed by God and all as very low. And he did self-destruct with an evil spirit after the Lord's spirit left him because of his pride, because of his refusal to humble himself. Don't pick a fight with God. What? You heard me. Don't pick a fight with God. You will never win that fight. Now, wrestle with God, like Jacob, and ask for his blessing. That is, hold on for dear life until he finally blesses you. But don't fight with him. You're never going to win. He'll have to humble you if you won't humble yourself. James 4, verse 6 says, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud. God resisteth the proud. That's quoting Proverbs 3, verse 34. Surely he, God, scorneth the scorners, they that rebel against God and resist him, they that know what God's word says but don't have the wisdom to do it are resisting God himself. Because this is the word of God. Thus saith the Lord. And if we resist God in pride, well, I know that's what God says, but I won't hear it, I won't do it, then he will resist you. If you fight God, he will fight you. He will not give you peace. He will not give you rewards. He will have to lay you low. And if you are truly a child of God, for your own good, before you get yourself hurt or killed. Remember, Hebrews 12 says, God disciplines them whom he loves. Be thankful you have a God that disciplines you. It means you're not a spiritual bastard. It means he does not abandon you to yourself, which is the most dangerous thing he could do, is let you swell in your pride. How very scary for those who are not with him. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, again, also quotes Proverbs 3. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud. If judgment starts in the house of God, do you think he's going to let you resist him in pride and not resist you back? He says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. You resist me, I'll resist you. Proverbs 1, verse 7, fools despise wisdom and instruction. This morning, Proverbs 15, verse 33, the comparison with honor, humility before honor, humility, the comparison was the fear of the Lord is what will give you the instruction of righteousness. Proverbs 1, verse 7, making a similar comment, but in contrast with what comes before, says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools don't want wisdom and instruction. Fools refuse to fear the Lord, refuse to humble themselves before the Lord's word, so they are essentially fighting him, so they learn only destructive patterns of behavior. Destruction comes because we destroy ourselves in pride, with a high spirit. Where does wisdom come from? The fear of the Lord. So fear God's ways and don't fight him. When we fight God, we don't get his honor. We just destroy ourselves and we destroy our relationships and we destroy our lives and we destroy our churches. What is the chief end of pride? Not worshiping God, not glorifying him, so no glory or honor in return. Not enjoying God, so not enjoying one another. What's the chief end of pride and a high and lofty spirit in church? Destruction, division, schism. When people cannot humble themselves, the house will be divided and it won't stand. Jesus says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter heaven. Rich men can be in danger of being very proud, thinking very highly of themselves. Poor men can too, wanting to be rich, wanting to exalt themselves with riches before the world. But you might have heard this illustration, and I'll have to apologize. I intended to double-check and study and look it up. We'll return to it one day. But I've heard it explained, and whether it's true or not, I think it's helpful. There's the idea of the camel going through the eye of the needle. It's the idea of a camel has to lower itself down to be able to get through entranceways into, maybe you would say, the marketplace. And so you see, you have to lower yourself down to be able to enter in. And for any rich man, most rich men, the idea of lowering yourself down to the level of the feet of Christ to enter into heaven is something that's going to take a lot of humility and the release of a lot of pride. But we like to think very highly of ourselves. We like to say how good we are. We like to say how good we do. That's pride. That's a high spirit. We like honor. We like to sit at the head of tables. We like to have our names read on lists. We don't like to wash feet, not really. We don't like to do the humble thing when no one sees it. We don't want to lower ourselves down to be able to enter in, but the problem is if we don't do that, or we start to raise our head along the way, we're going to decapitate ourselves or strangle ourselves or break the area around us. We have to lower ourselves down to avoid destruction. We have to settle down. We have to slow down. We have to turn the gas down. We have to take the kettle off the heater. We have to take away the fuel of pride. We have to add more humility to put out the fire, to cool the waters, or something is going to be burned. And the danger is sometimes, as the Proverbs say elsewhere, perhaps beyond the ability to mend a relationship. Try to restore a friendship with a friend you have offended, and It's not saying it can't be done or that it shouldn't be done. It's just stating the reality of often it's almost impossible to restore something that you have treated poorly out of great pride and a high heart, lifting up your head instead of lowering it down to get in, to make things right. Then the door will be shut to you very often. When we exalt ourselves, God will have to humble us. Luke 14, verse 11, your Lord Jesus says, For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased. That is, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Whoever has a high spirit, a high heart, will end up bringing destruction upon himself and those around him. Whoever exalteth himself shall be abased. Whoever wants to lift himself up shall be humiliated and brought low. Don't force King Jesus to put you in your place. He alone is on the throne. He will not share it with another, and you are not your king. And you are no one else's king. Jesus is Lord. Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased. Don't force King Jesus to put you in your place. That is, to avoid a breakdown, settle down. That is the message for you to take with you this evening. To avoid a breakdown, settle down. Before honor is humility. Fear of the Lord comes first to bring instruction of wisdom. But before destruction is a high heart, is pride. If you don't let it, if you let it get out of control, it's going to bring you down. So to avoid a breakdown, settle down. The message for you this morning, with the positive comparison, to be tall, first be small. The message for you this evening, with the contrast, with the same ending of both Proverbs, to avoid a breakdown, settle down. Try to take those with you this week. Pride cometh before a fall. Before honor is humility. To be tall, be small. To avoid a breakdown, settle down. Thus saith the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, you have warned us. May we have ears to hear. May we humbly lower ourselves before you at your feet and hear the voice of our good shepherd, who is also our King and the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is telling us what to do, but you are also showing us what will happen if we don't. Lord, help us to make ourselves small, that you would give us the sense of being tall, respected in front of others with honor. Help us to settle ourselves down in our high spirits and lofty pride before it tears us down and others with us. Before it breaks things down beyond an ability to recover and repair. Protect us from self-destruction. Give us a heart of humility. Help us to recognize when we are getting proud and we are defying you and rebelling against your clear word. Help us not to treat people who would bring that word to us as if they are our enemies. The kisses of the enemy is deceitful, says the Proverbs. But the wounds of a faithful, that is, faithful are the wounds of a friend For they will bring out of us the things that would kill us, and they would help us to be healed. Lord, often you will bring to us the prophet Samuel or the prophet Nathan. May we respond not as Saul, who had his honor stripped from him and his kingdom taken from him, your own spirit taken from him, and replaced with an evil spirit that tormented him and ruined his relationships and destroyed him all his days. Rather, let us respond like David. Let us repent before it is too late to repent, as you call out to us in the Revelation. Let us repent before it is too late to repent. That is, let us have a change of mind. Let us have a change of heart that will lead and be seen in the fruit, the change of behavior. Lord, that we would not destroy ourselves in our homes and our churches, but that we would build them up with honor and nobility. And may that be what ends up not destroying our nation, but builds our nation up with honor and nobility, that we would not rebel and fight against you, thinking we are smarter than you and that we are more righteous than you with our wicked laws of we the people. Instead, let this land truly be one nation under God and of his Christ, the Lord Jesus. And may his laws rule in our land. May you give revival to your people. May you bring about a work of the Spirit in our land and bring repentance, sorrow for sin, a desire to be reconciled and made right with God, and to live according to your ways, that we would not destroy ourselves as we are already literally killing ourselves by destroying our babies. And we confess our own churches are guilty of this, for we say too little, for we are too concerned to be thought well of. And we let the land call what is evil good and what is good evil. We let them, without almost no comment, we let them make the law of the land, the marriage of man and man and woman of woman. And we refuse to acknowledge that these things are the cause of the destruction of our families and the destruction of our land. And if we will still be haughty, still, if we will yet be proud and high and lift ourselves up, we will find we hang ourselves with our own laws, and we will go the way of Rome, and we will be destroyed. For you are righteous, and you will not be mocked. We cry out in repentance on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our families, and on behalf of our church. And we cry out, O God, give us the grace to be humble. Mercifully bless us with a humble spirit. Give us humility. Strip away our pride, that we would not destroy ourselves and those around us. We confess we are very often doing just that, and we are too proud to admit it. We are too haughty to see it. Humble us, O Lord, and let us humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you would then see fit to lift us up in due time. We humble ourselves to pray according to our Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.